RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You know, it's You Better, You Bet. I mean, last show, we've been talking about it the whole show. Yeah, it's going to be weird tomorrow. But hey, you get to chill tomorrow.
Chilling at the doctor's office.
Yeah, it's all just...
it'll be a great time.
Yeah, it's all just very bizarre. While we're here... Before we do college football, we have like 40 minutes to get everything in. Any other awards thoughts you'd like to get off your chest?
I would say MVP, which I think that's like the only other one that's sort of like up for grabs right now. Like both rookies, I think Tedderow and McMillan won the award yesterday. I know like Tyler Shuck's been getting a lot of steam. People have been betting like, come on, he's like 8 touchdown passes. He's not going to win the award. Defensive Rookie of the Year feels like Carson Schlesinger is going to win that. Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett won it like 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, as the Cleveland Browns are going to win 3 games and win 2 awards somehow. I think McCaffrey is your likely comeback Player of the Year winner, barring some kind of injury, knock on wood, over these next couple of weeks. So I think MVP and coach are the two big ones. We talked about coach in the last segment. MVP, I agree with you. I said the same thing in the 3 o'clock hour, what you said at the start of the 4 o'clock hour. I think it's still going to be Matthew Stafford. I know there's been a lot of like, oh, Drake May, you know, MVP, and like a lot of people like in the Boston area, because like how, why wouldn't you say this? Drake May's been unbelievable, and the Patriots are awesome, but call it corny, but I think there's a little bit of like, you know, like, hey, this is Stafford's last chance, and we're dealing with humans.
Lifetime achievement?
And that makes it sound like he's like, not having like a great year and is like unworthy. He's worthy, but this is just sort of like the tiebreaker in essence. And I'm not even sure there's like a tie, to be quite honest. Like, I think Stafford's a little bit ahead, and like the quote unquote like lifetime achievement gets him over the hump a little bit. But Stafford's raw numbers, they're still going to be insane, even though they're probably not going to win the division. Like, he's going to be 40 plus touchdowns, fewer than like 8 interceptions. Like, if he has 5 right now, if he doesn't throw another one the rest of the year, like, this is a pretty monstrous season. And the Rams won a bunch of games. Now, they're likely going to be the 5 seed. That's the expected outcome, as long as Seattle takes care of business against Carolina. But Yeah, I still think he's going to win this award. So yes, Drake May had a big push and he's likely your number two guy. And think about it too, this upcoming week, Drake May and the Patriots are playing the Jets and Brady Cook. Who cares? Meanwhile, Stafford's on Monday Night Football next week. Like, Stafford's going to get a big time stage to light up an Atlanta Falcons defense where he's an 8-point favorite. Like, what do you think is going to be the conversation coming out of that game? So this actually feels like an opportunity to bet Matthew Stafford, even at the hefty price of -190 to -220, wherever it is you do your betting. But Stafford, I think, is going to win, and I'll be adding a little bit of Stafford this week. And yeah, I think that's that'll put an end on the NFL awards. But Coach of the Year is going to be fun. Let's see how it plays out these next 2 weeks.
And just to reiterate your opinion, you think it's basically like the Coach of the Year Bowl next Sunday night football with the Bears and the Niners in the Bay Area.
That's my opinion. Yeah, I think that's where we're headed. Where, as long as the Niners win tonight. Now, if the Niners lose tonight, then I think Shanahan, he takes a big step back. Like, you can't take an L to a 44-year-old quarterback in primetime. Like, that's a bad look, even though he's done a lot to overcome these injuries. But if the Niners win tonight, I think we're headed towards Ben Johnson versus Kyle Shanahan next Sunday night.
Okay. All right, let's do some college football here. After, you know, the group of five was really terrible. Those games.
Great showing.
Bet Oregon. Not my favorite bet of all time.
No.
Could have left the starters in a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a smidge longer.
Just to cover?
A little longer. Yeah. Like, hey, Dan Lanning, can we cover the spread, please? It'd be great.
It was 48-13, and they had the ball on the 5-yard line, and Dante Moore threw that interception.
And that's why, like, you know, this debate, Femi, of like who QB1 is in the NFL draft, Mendoza or Dante Moore, that settled it for me. It's Mendoza.
That one play.
Yeah, like, hey, Dante Moore, cover the spread. Dante, come on.
You can't cover against JMU? Are you really the face of the franchise?
Come on. Fernando Mendoza would have covered. They covered against everybody this year. They beat Ohio State. Unbelievable. Oregon also lost to Indiana when they played outright in Eugene. Okay.
Yep.
So Oregon beats JMU. Ole Miss destroys Tulane. Great job by you with the Alabama bet. I'll tell you what, man. I'll feel Oklahoma's up on Boomer soon. They're up 17-0.
I thought DeBoer was ready to pack his bags, man.
DeBoer was going to like put a Michigan hat on at halftime with the way that was going. What a turnaround for Bama. And then Miami, like, it just felt like neither team, like, deserved to win. I guess Miami deserved to win more. Miami beats A&M 10-3 in College Station. Like, honestly, like, awesome defensive effort from Ruben Bain and Miami to win that game. Yeah. So now we get, in the next round, New Year's Eve in the Cotton Bowl, Miami and Ohio State, 2002 Fiesta Bowl rematch. Shout out to Maurice Claret. And Ohio State winning that game. And I was going to say Willis McGahee, but that was really unfortunate. And then we get the Rose Bowl with Chris Alabama, Gamble. Indiana. Yeah. Craig Krenzel.
Yep. Holy Buckeye.
Now we're doing that thing where guys just sit around and like name old athletes. Your trivia question. Are you ready? Two-part trivia question. Ohio State had a game earlier in the year where they had a 4th-and-1 from about midfield. And Jim Tressel called like a long pass, which like no one expected would happen because of how conservative they were on offense. It went for a touchdown to win the game. Who was the opponent and who did the touchdown go to? And you will know who the receiver was. Played in the NFL.
I'm pretty sure this is the Purdue game, right? This is like the...
It was Purdue. Purdue is the opponent. That's right. Yep. Femi froze here, which is a really bad time. And
how's that for timing, right?
Yeah. Well, now we just need Willow to start barking. So you got the Purdue part right.
For the cycle.
What about the receiver?
I'm not. Oh no. Okay. Is it?
You will know who it is. It's not someone that only played in college.
Is it Michael Jenkins? Was he on that team?
Jenkins.
Boom. Let's go.
That's impressive. Purdue was, I thought, the tougher part of that, and you got that part first.
Yeah, because that's the game where he was like, holy Buckeye, Brent Musburger had the call.
That's pretty
that
good.
One. Yeah.
A simpler time. Ohio State, Miami, then Alabama, Indiana. We've got Texas Tech, Oregon, and we've got Ole Miss and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night. Betting thoughts, Femi, from any of those games and any thoughts you have from the weekend? I've got a couple games that I like coming up here in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I mean, thoughts from the weekend. I think Alabama, Oklahoma, it didn't play out how I thought it would. I didn't think Alabama was going to get down 17-0. Otherwise, I'd have said, let's wait to bet it live.
Or like, let's bet Oklahoma.
Or let's bet Oklahoma. Yeah. Like I didn't think that was how it was going to play out there. But I think at the end of the day, though, like, Alabama was just a better team. Like, John Mateer, I don't think is as good as people think he is. Really good athlete, but as a thrower, pretty inconsistent. And Ty Simpson, most importantly, he didn't look as injured as people have been saying. You know, I feel like that was behind a lot of the OU steam there, if you want to call it. Like, a lot of it was Ty Simpson banged up and has not been the guy that we saw earlier this season. I thought he looked pretty good in the game. Just got to get some of those Bama wide receivers to hold on to the ball, and maybe they don't fall into a 17-point hole. But I'll say Miami, they have the talent to go on a run, but I think their offense is just way too bad. Like, it's they don't move the ball. And A&M's a good defense, but Miami just, like, I can't believe how poor they were on offense. So do I give them a puncher's chance to spin it forward to the Cotton Bowl? They can somewhat keep it competitive, but I feel like this is going to end up like 24-7 Ohio State wins, and the whole time I'm going to be like, damn, like, why did I bet Miami plus 9.5?
I think Miami's going to cover. I think Miami's going to cover in the game. I do. I mean, I do.
I would never lay Ohio State. I'm worried. How's Miami scoring? That's my concern with this game. I like the under. That's what I'm going to bet in this game. It's like, I want to bet on both, because Ohio State's defense, we've talked about it all season. Miami's defense has been top notch. They're awesome in the trenches. Reuben Bain, like, he made himself money this past Saturday. Like, I think that their defense can play well, but Carson Beck, do you trust him against this Matt Patricia Ohio State offense or defense? I don't think I do.
Do you trust Ohio State to score a lot on the Miami defense, I guess, is where I would go next. Especially with how they looked against Indiana.
If given the amount of chances that A&M had, I think I do. I think I trust them to get to 20. Now, can Miami do their end and get to like 14? like that's where we're at here. So that's why I'm like, I think I'm just going to bet the under and take the whole thing out of it. Because I think if Miami wins the game, it's going under. And also, too, like, I was talking to a buddy of mine Saturday night. We're hanging out watching the games. And he's a big Ohio State fan. And he was like, hey, like, anytime they play like really good competition, they don't score. So to your point, maybe that's a nice bet for Miami. Like, hey, like, Ohio State's not going to score because they played Texas. They played Indiana. I guess you could say Michigan, but like, Michigan was like, that's like a whole nother deal here. But Texas and Indiana, they didn't score in those games. So now with Miami, another really good team in the trenches, they're probably going to struggle as well. So I like the under, but it sounds like you like the Hurricanes. I could see where you're from. I'm just scared that Miami might not score enough to stay within it.
All right, so that's the Cotton Bowl. That's New Year's Eve at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's go to New Year's Day. We can hit all three of the games quickly. Yep. Orange Bowl at noon Eastern. So it's like a 9 a.m. body clock game for Oregon against Texas Tech. The Ducks, despite obviously Texas Tech having the bye, Oregon, a 1.5-point favorite in the game. Looks like it's going to go to 2 at MGM. Total 52.5. Any early thoughts here on Oregon, Texas Tech?
Yeah, maybe they should just stay up the whole night and celebrate the New Year out there and just adjust to their to the East Coast time.
Seems like a terrible idea.
I haven't slept since the 30th. Great. I like
as someone who has partied in Miami on New Year's Eve. That is a terrible idea.
That's one city I've never been. Maybe one day we'll.
I went to the Orange Bowl. Who did Oklahoma play?
Was it SC? Like, were you at that one?
No. It was a playoff game. Oklahoma lost.
Oh, Bama.
Oklahoma.
That was Kyler Murray. Yeah, Kyler Murray. Yeah. When Quinnen Williams called him Kyler Murray.
So we went to the Orange Bowl on New Year's Eve night and then went and saw The Weeknd perform at Fontainebleau, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You did it right. At least I've heard. I've never been. Maybe one day.
Absolutely trashed. And wore a Knicks Kristaps Porzingis jersey. I remember that.
Because why wouldn't you? They let you into the club with it on? Like,
oh, no. So we ended up, it was like me and a couple people that worked at CBS at the time. So we had a hotel on South Beach. So I went and like changed to go out afterwards. Okay, but I wore the Knicks jersey to the game.
I was like, here I am. I'm like, Knicks jersey to the game is aggressive, but I'm like, they let you into the club with a Porzingis
jersey. No. So that's the Orange Bowl 2015, Oklahoma. It was Clemson, Oklahoma.
Oh, Clemson.
And we bet Oklahoma, okay. And Clemson won 37-17. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that was later that night was Michigan State Bama in the Cotton Bowl, which was like 38-0 or whatever.
I think I have a picture somewhere of like me like holding an Oklahoma flag with like an Oklahoma alum in my Kristaps Porzingis jersey, like really messed up.
How many people ask you, why are you wearing a Knicks jersey?
I don't think like anyone cared, if memory serves me right. And like I was there for like 3 months at that point, and I was like very into like I'm from New York and I'm gonna let everybody know. No one cared.
There's a lot of you guys down there is what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. And then yes. Boca Raton might be like the sixth borough of New York. New York City.
going to Boca. That's a fun episode on Sopranos. I think Oregon's gonna win this game.
I like Oregon. And
I say this as someone who loved Texas Tech like all season, liked them a lot in the summertime to win the Big 12. I've been on this Texas Tech train. Their offense isn't good enough, and that's a problem. Their defense is top notch, but their defense hasn't seen an offense like Oregon's. The Big 12 isn't that good, guys. And while Texas Tech's numbers are great, they're a really good team. I think Oregon's just a little bit better. So I agree with the betting market. I think Oregon should be favored. I like Oregon to win the game. When the bracket came out, I looked at it and said, that's a tough draw for Texas Tech. So I'm sticking with that. I think Oregon advances.
I like Oregon too. I don't know if I love Oregon. Miami right now is shaping up as my favorite bet of the round. Like I have opinions on the others, but I don't know if I'm bringing any of them like little piggies to market. You want to give us a quick thought on Indiana Bama? We'll carry this to the other side and then talk week 17.
100%. Because this is my favorite bet, and it's Indiana against Bama. I love Indiana in this spot. I think they're going to wax them. I really do. I don't think Bama's that good. I like Bama because I don't think Oklahoma's good at all. That's why I like Bama in the last round. I think Indiana, outside of like preseason expectations or whatever, they check all the boxes of a national title winner, and Bama. This ain't Nick Saban's Bama team. They do not check any of those boxes. So this is a pretty easy bet for me. Under a touchdown, I might try to lay some alts. I think Indiana wins this one by like 20 plus.
It does look like a fascinating point spread, right? Where it's like Bama plus 7.
Oh,
maybe go the other way.
I'm laying it.
Yeah.
The other way.
I don't know if I disagree. A little bit more on the Rose Bowl, and then we'll get to Ole Miss and Georgia and the Sugar Bowl. Then it's week 17 in the NFL next year on You Better You Bet.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight. Hopefully a surprise from the real ones as well. We'll continue college football in a moment. Very, very strange show. Your parents are coming into town, right? So you'll be spending Christmas with the folks and your wife and company?
Yep. Yeah, my parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, two nephews. My brother, he's been to our place here, but the rest of them, they've never seen our home. So excited to have them. They're going to meet Willow. I'm hoping that goes well.
Yeah.
She's super sweet, but like she's just, you know, she's a puppy. She gets excited, and like hopefully she doesn't get excited and like tackle one of my nephews. So I'm hoping that's all good. But yeah, I'm super excited for the holidays. And honestly, everyone out there, hopefully everyone has a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's obviously a fun time of year, and we're going to try to have some fun. Obviously, like circumstances aren't great, but we're going to try to put that in the rearview mirror and have a good holiday.
Do you have like a favorite like show memory or like or this could be like in something in person that happened that you loved?
Ooh. In person, like so show memory as a whole, I would say, I mean, like there's so many that it's hard to, I don't know what's going on right now. there's so many that like I feel like any time where we were just like kind of like shooting the you know what and just laughing, like there's not one that sticks out in my mind. I'm doing a terrible job right now with this, but there's not one that sticks out in my mind for sure. But in person is like the March Madness Vegas trip when we were all watching the Michigan and the UC Santa Barbara, I think it was, the game. Like that was a hell of a night. I really enjoyed that night, but that was like for the in-person part. But show wise yeah, I think it's anytime we were just cutting it loose. I mean, like these recent shows I think have been super fun.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, they have been. But, yeah. YBYB karaoke.
That was a great time. YBYB karaoke. How about this in Vegas, singing Brian McKnight for Rob Doster, our buddy from Field of 68.
I don't remember that. I was on the air, right?
Yeah, it was on the air. We were just like hanging out and he's like, oh, he's got a great voice or whatever. And then I think the next day I sang Darius Rucker or whatever.
What song?
Those were fun. The Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I enjoyed, because you had never been to, we'll finish the betting stuff in a second. You had never been to Radio Row, right, before the Super Bowl this year?
Yep.
You on Radio Row, that was like a kid on Christmas. Because I've been there, and I don't say this in a bragging way, just like I've been doing radio for a long time. It's like my 11th Radio Row, so it's like old hat for me. But watching Femi there on Radio Row like was pretty fun. That was cool. And like you with Emmett Smith was pretty awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, Emmett Smith, that's like definitely for me like one that was awesome. Like just like, I mean, like Emmett Smith's like one of my childhood heroes, and I'm dapping it up with Emmett Smith taking a tequila shot. Like that's like I'll remember that the rest of my life. That was a lot of fun.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, Emmett was awesome. That week was great. He was like this great. This run has been great. So I'll just
drip too hard, don't stand too close. You go mess around and fall off these waves. Like when he said that, I was like, hell yes, Emmett. This is a great time. So yeah, a lot of fun.
I know I said this earlier, but this could be brutal industry. Just brutal. Yeah. And I thought like you had amazing. Go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever you're going to say is more fun than what I'm saying.
I was thinking about when I told Donovan McNabb was the second best quarterback of that era, but Peyton Manning.
And he was like, really?
And then after the interview, like you talking to me like, hey, like maybe like don't do that. just trying to give me some advice. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like I shouldn't.
No, dude. The Joe Buck thing at the Super Bowl was like, I mean, you didn't. You did not have many bad moments. That was like, do you care if I tell this story? No,
no,
right?
You're good. It's
so like we're joking with Joe Buck's gimmick is. Yeah. He was really gracious because he did that liner for us after Femi basically told him like everyone in the world hates his guts. So like Joe Buck's gimmick is that like, hey, like everyone thinks I hate their team. So Femi literally goes, Yeah, like my wife's from Minnesota. They hated your call of the Randy Moss mooning thing, and everyone hates you, dot, dot, dot. And Joe's like, well, I don't think everyone hates me. And in that moment, I'm like, well, I need to rescue this because Femi's taking us down. That literally was like the only time and like the entire time we worked together where I was like, okay, like I need to like grab control of the steering wheel here.
Grab the wheel. We're going off the road.
That was the only time.
Yeah, and I'll listen to him tonight on Monday Night Football. I hope he's doing well. I sincerely.
Well, I mean, he's doing well enough that like you told him that like your wife's family hates him, and then he was like, "Hey, like you better you bet's the best show ever," and like he did that. Yeah. So he couldn't have been that annoyed. But yeah, that was the one that was pretty funny.
Radio Row.
All right, Radio Row. Yeah, been a blast. So you like Indiana? What about Sugar Bowl? Ole Miss in Georgia, 7.56.5.
So this is one where like, I don't have like a super strong opinion. Like of these four games, this is the one that I think that like I have like the least conviction with. I would lean towards Georgia just because at some point the coaching edge will show itself for Ole Miss. Like they just played Tulane. That's a talent disparity. Like now Georgia has dudes and Georgia seems like they're peaking. So if I had to bet the game, I would lay the 7 with Georgia, but it's not a super strong opinion. I feel much better about the other three games this week, like under in Miami, Ohio State. I like Indiana and then the Oregon bet as well. But this one, it's like small lean to Georgia.
Kind of think like Ole Miss might be decent here.
Yeah.
The thought is, well, I mean, if you agree with this, just this general idea coming out of the Ole Miss Tulane game that like Ole Miss got their win and for the players, it was probably cathartic and like a release with Lane leaving, like they got their moments and now here comes Georgia and they might get buzzsawed. And I might want to play against that. I'm not sure. Like Ole Miss, and I understand Lane's not the coach. Ole Miss is really good. And maybe Pete Golding sucks. I have no idea. Maybe he's great. I mean, I don't know. Could I coach Ole Miss to a win and a cover over a G5 team? Maybe. How just like, hey, let's roll the ball out there and go beat up these guys. Because if like, this is going to be insane. If those players were really that good, they'd like play for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's or like fair. Even like Arkansas.
Yeah. Or Mizzou or somebody. They'd be in the Power Four. They wouldn't be in the G5.
The Power Two? I would, yeah,
pretty much.
I think I might bet Ole Miss, but I need to get, I'd like to, because this was 7.5 earlier today, right now it's down to 7. I'd like to get at least a touchdown here. I want to see where the market goes a little bit and maybe I lose the 7, but I think I want to bet Ole Miss in the game.
Yeah, there's some 6.5 that's out there now. So, yeah, you might have to do that quickly over at BetMGM because BetMGM's looking like one of the lone rangers here. Yeah, I think I see like a lot of 6.5s, like here in Vegas where I'm at other domestics. So, I'll make it legendary with the Rebels.
All right. You bet on this Monday. Let's do week 17 in the NFL for a minute. I have a couple thoughts, but the one that I feel strongest about. So the Giants opened a favorite at the Raiders on Sunday. I don't know how many times I need to say it. Like, the Giants are the worst. They lose every game. They're poorly coached. The roster isn't good. And I get it. The Raiders are brutal. There's no question about it. No question. The Giants are worse. Like, they're not favored anymore. The Raiders are not like a 1-point favorite. The Raiders are going to win. I love the Raiders on Sunday. One of my favorite bets of the entire season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Entire season.
Entire the season. Raiders. Okay. I don't think people understand like how bad the Giants are.
I mean, like I said earlier, the Raiders only had 75 yards in a 60-minute game just 2 weeks ago. So, like,
with Kenny Pickett, to be fair.
With Kenny Pickett, yes.
And against the Eagles. This is the Giants.
But, like, I don't think it's a Grand Canyon difference between these two teams. Like, they're in the same neighborhood. Maybe one has a nicer house or maybe a worse house in this instance than the other one, but they're in the same neighborhood.
Do you like the Giants?
No, I don't really like the game. I don't like the game at all. Okay. I'll just LOL while that game's on the side TV where we're watching Bills Eagles.
Is that how you want to go out in your final show, like saying LOL like that?
Yeah.
Did you plan that? Like you were going to be like LOL?
I did not plan that. It just came out that way. So you know what? It was meant to
I feel like saying BRB and like I'll come back in like 30 seconds. I don't know. go on. So any so that's my that's the one that I like.
Yeah, LMFAO. Let's party rock with the Saturday game between the Texans and the Chargers. I like Houston. This is the spot that I've been waiting to fade the Chargers. I like the Chargers last week against Dallas. Like, I thought that was like a no-brainer bet. They win by 17. Great, grand, cool. But Houston, to me, like, this is the exact team where like the Chargers' flaw in the offensive line will get exposed in great detail. I know that the Chargers, the Texans' offense isn't great. I think they can do just enough. Like, I think Houston wins this game. So I'm not taking +2 or +1.5 or whatever. I'm just betting Houston on the money line. And I'm seeing the best price right now that you can find is +112 for the Texans. So let's see where this goes. Maybe people want to keep betting the Chargers after Houston laid an egg and barely won against the Raiders. So I'll wait. I haven't placed this bet yet, but I will place it before kickoff Saturday, Houston to win the game.
I tell you what, that feels like the total's low. Kind of feels like it's not low enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's, 17-14? Like, that's kind of where we're hanging out with this
game. How is either team scoring in the game, I guess would be my question.
I don't know. First to 17, I mean, if anyone gets to 20, I'd be stunned if they don't win. Because I don't think both are getting to 20. So to your point, like, if both aren't getting to 20, just bet under 39.5, you know?
Yeah, I like the under in that game. Lean towards the Texans. I mean, Herbert's been like so otherworldly. I don't know if I want to go against the Chargers.
Teaser?
I think like direct.
Maybe teaser.
Oh, and hell yeah! In a game with this total, and I think it's going to be lower scoring than that. I love that.
Yeah, get him up to 8.
Any other standout?
With what else? let's see the injury report for Philadelphia. And I know I like the Eagles quite a bit. I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl again. I like the spot for Buffalo. So under a field goal, I think I'm going to be betting the Buffalo Bills. But I'm going to wait because I think Carter and Johnson are going to play. And I think when they get ruled in, you're going to see money in on Philadelphia. And like, why wouldn't you? Like, they're a much different team with Lane Johnson. I wouldn't be surprised if we got like Buffalo minus like 1.5 or maybe even 1. And if that's the case, I'm going to bet the Buffalo Bills. So. Just wait on that one. We're not going to find that out till later.
So I'm guessing, I gather you don't like Philly as a potential teaser leg at the moment?
I don't hate it. I'm not like in love with it because I like Buffalo. And like I don't know if I want to shoot for the middle, especially at the price that you have to pay for a teaser. But if somebody wanted to do that, like it makes total sense. I don't see it being a blowout, but I just kind of want to root for Buffalo to win the game.
So a couple others. I like the Browns a little bit.
Yeah,
+4 is the last number I'd bet. How are the Bengals not beating the Cardinals by 100?
I looked at that one. I was like, I would never bet Arizona, but it's just like, man, like laying 7 with the Bengals defense.
Yeah.
But they can cover that against Quinn Ewers, who's never played in the NFL before. Can they? I mean, Brissett could hang him within 7, can he? I think at least
they have so many injuries. I'm like, what was the update on Garrett Williams for the Cardinals?
I think he's done, right? Didn't they say that he
was torn Achilles? Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad. I actually like legitimately feel bad for the Cardinals. Like Walter Nolan, like all these dudes just like getting carted off left and right. It's like, man, I've never seen this happen to a team. It's terrible.
Did you bet Tampa yesterday?
No, I bet Carolina.
Oh, so we both bet Carolina. Okay, yeah. So like I'm not high on Tampa. Are they going to beat Miami by 100?
The thought crossed my mind. Definitely did. I think yours is what I thought he would be. And it's only one start, so maybe it's like totally unfair to say that, but he's not good. He's not good at
all. It feels like they're kind of letting go of the rope a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Tampa like needs to win, you know.
The Bucks are way live still to win the division because Carolina's playing Seattle on Sunday,
and Tampa gets the game at home in Week 18. So like, we can get to Week 18, and all of a sudden, like, oh yeah, Tampa's like a 2.5 point favorite or 3 point, whatever the hell it might be. Probably more than that since there were 3 on the road. But like why can't this be 3? You know, I have not bet it yet. Just because it's like I'm not running to lay 5.5 with this Bucks team when they have looked terrible for the better part of 2 months. But it would never be Miami. Well, how do you feel about Jags Colts? the 6.5.
Let's see how Indeed plays tonight.
Yeah, I want to say, like, I haven't, like, obviously, like, we haven't seen anything yet. Like, let's make sure, like, Rivers gets through the game and all that stuff is all good. The number feels big to me, but let's see Indy. But that's the one that I'm eyeing for sure, is like Colts plus 6.5. But, like, let's just make sure that nobody else gets hurt. DeForest Buckner's back. Defense should be better. That's a big lift for them.
How is Denver not beating the Chiefs on Christmas night by a billion? With Chris Olodokun starting for Kansas City.
Is it confirmed Olodokun? Or because I know that they signed Shane Buechele.
I mean, are we doing this? Shane Buechele? Texas is back.
Gonna hold a competition. Yeah, where's Joe Tess at? We're gonna hold a competition in practice.
Oh, my hot take is, like, I don't think Olodokun's that like, I mean, yes, he is. He is terrible.
Yeah, I was like,
on the other side.
See yesterday.
Yeah. Femi's final segments on You Better You Bet, our bets for tonight, coming up next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right. You know, thank you, Stole Out. Yeah, whatever. Tomorrow will be an interesting show also. We'll hand the baton over to Femi in a moment, but just to say this. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about what's next for You Better You Bet, like the next evolution of the show, what's happening with me, some other members of our crew. Very difficult time, just in general. Way worse for others than it is for me, and I know that. But yeah, not easy for any of us. Certainly, first and foremost, the people that are like actually affected, and you know, no cool way to say it, but losing their job. It sucks. A lot. Really badly. So yeah, Bill is our executive producer with Tyler. We've got our friend Jake, Mike Brown. There you go. Femi, before we do one last segment together, one last trip to Femi's Island, anything else for you, my friends, before we do some bets?
Yeah, and I'll just say this like right off the top. Like, I'm going to be rooting for you guys on the show. Like I said earlier today, I leave with no ill will. These are decisions that are made way outside of our control, despite what some out there might believe. But I'll be rooting for you guys, and I'll be a fan from afar, just like kind of how I started out. with this
show. Thank you for saying that. No, I appreciate that.
No, 100%. I didn't think it needed to be said initially, but like clearly some people out there have their own theories and et cetera, et cetera. So I'll just set the record straight. These are decisions, once again, way outside of our control. So I'll be a fan from afar, like I was when this whole deal first got off the ground way back when in 2019. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have in store for the new year. As for me, like I mentioned earlier as well, just to reiterate, I don't know what's next, and it's uncertain times and it can feel scary, but I actually look at it more as like a challenge, and I am very much looking forward to like what this is going to be as a free agent. I'm sure there will be opportunities out there because, you know, it's cliche, but it's actually true. When one door closes, another door opens. So I'm excited to see what's next. I don't have a great answer for you guys. I know some people have been asking on social media. All I ask is just to stay tuned. Stay in tune with me on Twitter, on Instagram. On Twitter, I'm at Femi Abebefe. On Instagram, Femi _ Abebefe. And yeah, hopefully something will be coming up pretty soon here, because I love doing content. I want to continue to do content, and I will continue to do content in the future.
Do you think I may be putting you on the spot? If you don't want to answer this question, don't answer it. Like, do you definitely want to do betting content moving forward?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I love to bet on sports. I love to watch sports, betting content, traditional sports content. I'd love to do all of it. So, yeah, we'll see what's out there. I mean, like the opportunities will be out there that are out there, and we'll see and assess them, but 100%. Yeah, I do want to do betting content. I know some people have been asking like, hey, like, oh, like what about your futures bets and all that? Like, hey, like, every now and then, maybe I'll just tweet something out. Maybe if I'm feeling generous that day. But yeah, I want to keep doing betting content.
I'm sure that this will, I don't want to assume anything. Like when Ken left, like Ken and I are friends, right? Mm-hmm. And this is not like a, wow, look how cool we are. Just like, you know, you work together. You'd hope that you'd form friendships. Why, like what Max Kellerman said about Stephen A was so interesting. Like work together and they like weren't, and how like, that was kind of like weird. And it's like, not about that. I don't mean to make it about, but just like, you know, you work together with people, you probably like them to some degree. And like Ken and I talk all the time. And I think that that will be the case with me and you. And I hope it is. I think it probably 100%. Will be. Yeah. So hopefully, like, you know, we'll still talk, I guess. Like, because people at, I hope you'll appreciate like the analogy that I'm going to make or the comparison. Because people will like ask Ken for like his awards bets, and Ken will tweet them back and say something like, you know, basically, if I have some free time, I'll do it. And you just kind of said the same thing. My sense, like, Ken has not wanted to do content. Like, I cannot imagine that you will be, like, months from now, like, let me tweet this awards bet, because I would be absolutely floored if that were the case. So my guess is, like, you won't have to do that. I would feel pretty strongly about that, so.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out and stuff, and yeah, who knows? But yeah, I get, like, 100%, like, and...
I told Femi, like, I want you to still be involved in You Better You Bet, and he's basically like, piss off, dude. Like, we'll talk at some point, like, in 2026. Fair enough, I guess, right?
It's still fresh.
I totally get it. And I even preface stuff like that by saying, like, hey, like, I know this is ridiculous, but, like, really like working with you. Like, hope we can still do stuff together. And Femi's like, you know, can I get through the holidays? I totally understand. Sorry for that. If that's like obnoxious,
you're good, man. You're good. Yeah. I know it's coming from a good place. So you're all good in my book, man.
Thank you, buddy. And you mine, of course. Bill, we pivoted in the YouTube chat. Why don't you take it away here for us?
We did. It didn't seem like a good segment for Monday Night Football, Fets. So Femi, the real ones have a few things to tell you. Let's start with Reed Phillips Rad. I remember where I was the moment Lockie said he was stepping out. It gutted me. Subsequently, I also remember how excited I was when Femi joined. Love Femi's positivity and the way he looks at bets. Everything seems measured and thought out, which I really appreciate it. Jay Cash says, thank you, Femi, for starting off the best radio show of the day. The authenticity you bring into each segment, being yourself and bringing laughs to everyone's face, won't be forgotten. Much success to you. Always look forward to hearing where you end up. Kittle over 60 receiving yards. CMC over 40 receiving yards. Go Niners. Much love, Femi.
Love it.
We've got one from S. Bowles. Much respect and heartfelt gratitude for all your analysis and all of your insights. It's been invaluable to me every day. I listen faithfully every day, no matter where what I'm doing. I have an earpiece in my ear and I'm listening to the show, Femi. You will be missed, but thank you for your help. Couple more here really quickly. Crazy J999. I will miss your award breakdowns, Femi. Here's hoping JSN and Kyle Shanahan get home. Cheers.
Let's do
it. We'll finish with Burcell Productions. Femi's positivity on the show has really been a joy, and his handicapping has been awesome as well. I've won many a bet from following Femi since he's been on the show. Thank you for all the good times. So, Femi, a little sample and a thank you from the real ones.
On Bill, I have to get his catchphrase in at the air, though, make it about him.
I love it, Bill. Don't ever change. But I, honestly, thank you to the real ones. Like that is very meaningful to me, and I really do appreciate that. And that's all I wanted to do, you know, just to have fun talking about sports, talking about betting. And I'm glad it came across that way. And I'm glad you guys were able to take something away from this a little bit here and there. So I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Like, thank you guys. Thank you. Honestly, I guess it sucks that it ends like this, but that was very nice of them. Very much.
We'll wrap up the show with bets and then give you the opportunity to close the show and say anything else. If you'll allow me for one moment just to say this, if it's okay for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be me solo and then I'm off until Sunday. So I'll be off for 4 days and then like the new show will launch next Monday. We'll talk all about it tomorrow just for, literally like waited here until like the last possible second to do this. Cause this is all like it sucks. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about what's next for You Better You Bet. So I would just ask people, because I'm sure that there are, I'm not naive enough to think that everyone's just like, man, like, it's all just awesome all the time, or people don't have questions. Like, I'm sure you do. I'm sure at least some of you do, maybe not all of you. I will attempt to answer all of them. And we'll talk about all of it tomorrow on You Better You Bet. We'll also do like a more traditional, we'll talk about sports, which we didn't do a lot of today, because it is a unique show. So we'll do that tomorrow, and I hope that you will join me for that. And Femi, I apologize for saying that here, but like I haven't said it at all. I hope that's okay.
You're 100% good. You're good in my book.
Thank you. Let's drop the dope ass beat quick. We'll give our thoughts on the game. We'll take a trip to. I'll do the prop king first. You could do Femi's Island and close the show saying whatever you would like. Jake, please. All right, you've thought out the parlay. Now it's time to boost it. Use today's odds boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Femi, Monday Night Football tonight, Niners and the Colts in Indy. Indy's getting bet right now. This is 4.5 heading down to 4. So Indy 4.5 minus 15, total 46.5. How do you want to bet this game side in total?
Yeah, I'm going to bet the under. Now that we're up to 47 at some places here in Las Vegas, like I'm betting under 47. I think the Colts, similarly to what they did against the Seahawks, they're going to want to try to shorten this game. It's going to be quick passes, using the running game. Oh, by the way, the Niners got gashed by the Tennessee Titans. I think they're going to use the clock in their favor to try to shorten this bad boy up. And also, too, for Indianapolis, DeForest Buckner is back. This defense goes to another level when he's on the field. I like the under 47. I think the Niners defense doesn't have too difficult of a task against this Colts offense, but I think we get a lower scoring game than what the betting market thinks.
Well, let's go just for old time's sake. Let's go Oppo Taco one more time. I like the over in the game. Yeah. It's a good, but no sauce, no Treverius Ward. Niners defense not very good. I don't know if we get like a throwback Rivers performance, but I do like the over in the game. Over 46.5 for yours truly. I'll just go quickly with the prop that I like for tonight. Philip Rivers has basically nuked Alec Pierce. Like as far as like I sat him in my fantasy league where like I really needed him. His yardage prop is so low, it's 20.5. He'll go over with one reception. Give me Alec Pierce over 20.5 receiving yards. And anytime touchdowns, small bet on Amir Abdullah, I'll be honest. Weird day today. Did not spend a lot of time handicapping the anytime touchdown market. And with that, let's take one last trip to Femi's Island. And Femi, you close the show.
On a Monday Monday night as we're looking for some extra coin ahead of the holidays this evening. And for tonight's matchup, we have the 49ers and the Indianapolis Colts. And for San Fran, we go back to our roots as we're going with a player who we covered in the Fred Schmaltz days. Former standout Eastern Washington wide receiver, Kendrick Bourne at 30-1 with no Ricky Pearsall. He'll be a nice target for our guy Brock Purdy. So it's Kendrick Bourne at 30-1. And for Indianapolis, how about a do-everything playmaker? He can catch, he can run, and he can pass. Hopefully it's not the latter, because I need him to reach pay dirt, and that's Tyler Warren at 13-1. So it's Kendrick Bourne at 30-1. It's Tyler Warren at 13-1. And for the final time, I'll see you on the island.
The final time for You Better You Bet, for now. You want to
correct, man.
Hey, love you. I will miss you. Merry Christmas. We'll talk. Thank you for everything.
It's been a blast, my friend. Honestly, one of the true great privileges of my career was to do this show. Started out as a fan, got to do it for these 16 months, and I'll never forget it, man. Like, all you guys, love you guys. Been an absolute honor. You guys made it the best.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.